Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, an atheist who's been quoted all over the country, including on CNN, Dan Barker, we're expecting to interview him on this program on Thursday. He's involved with the group that put up the atheist sign at the Capitol up in Washington State. So hopefully that interview will come off well. Also, tomorrow we have an interview with the guy who wrote the book, It's the Sun, Not Your SUV, on global warming. And that should be interesting. That should be a lot of fun. Every once in a while, every 6 months or so, we like to do a show on global warming and show the silliness. Of course, 2008 will go down as the coldest year of the last decade. And it's been a chilly year overall. Global warming is caused by the sun, and while we have scientists and atheists who are saying we have to go to the moon and to Mars to avoid global warming because it's gotten a degree warmer on Earth, they don't realize that it's hundreds of degrees hot on the moon, freezing cold on Mars. There's no oxygen, no liquid water. Why don't they say let's go to Antarctica? Why don't we go to the North Pole? Why don't we go to Antarctica before we try to go to the moon or Mars to escape global warming? So that's always funny, and hopefully that will go well. That's with John Zerkowski, who wrote It's the Sun, Not Your SUV. We have a debate going on between me and an evolutionist online. It's an informal one-on-one. And it started on Friday, and it ends a week from this Friday. So it's a two-week written debate, and you could participate. There's a discussion thread that runs alongside the debate itself, and you could give your thoughts. It has to do with evolution and the idea that things tend to run downhill, not uphill. Entropy. And it's a fascinating debate. I think my opponent is somewhat well-studied in issues of evolution and science, so it should be great. I'm a young earth creationist, and I enjoy showing people the evidence that God created us in the recent past. And so this debate, it has to do with an article in the American Journal of Physics, just out November 2008, by Dan Steyer about entropy and evolution. And it's just a fascinating focus on that aspect of the evolution creation debate. So if you enjoy science and matters about origins, please go to theologyonline.com. You could also get there from our website, kgov.com. We're sister sites on the internet. Theologyonline.com was started by two of the elders of our church, Denver Bible Church, and it's a massive Christian website, huge footprint on the internet. There's 1.1 million posts where things people have written, comments, questions, answers, debates, prayer requests, online at theologyonline.com. And now we have this one-on-one. And there have been six posts so far, I think, six times. Johnny and I have posted back and forth. So I hope you'll enjoy that. And then I have here in my hands the beginning of a translation of one of our resources into Russian. And this is exciting. We've got round one of the 10-round debate between me and an atheist, a psychologist atheist named Zakith. We had a 10-round written debate, Does God Exist? And this is being translated into Russian by a gal from Eastern Europe who's now living with her husband in Texas. And she emails her draft translation to her father back in the homeland, and he helps proofread and suggest edits, And he's now gone from being an atheist to telling his daughter, you know what, I see that there is evidence that God exists. That's pretty exciting that the proofreader is now a theist, and Lord willing, he'll become a Christian before the project is over. So we'll figure out a way to get this Russian translation of Does God Exist on our sites where it makes sense to put it, either at theologyonline.com or kgov.com. Okay. And also, before we get into a couple of our news stories today, also for new listeners to Bob and Yart Live, we have been giving away a DVD called A Bible Tour of Israel. It's the BEL Bible Tour of Israel, and it's such a fun video to watch. Study the Bible on location with Bob and Yart and the group that we took over to Israel. Every 3 years or so, we've taken a Bible tour of a different country where events in the Bible occurred. And we've gone to Italy and to Turkey for 3 weeks. Usually we go for 2 weeks, to Greece and to Israel on three different occasions. And this was from, I think, the third trip to Israel. Bible Tour of Israel, Study the Bible on Location with Bob and Yart. So if you're a new listener, if you've never ordered anything from Bob and Yart Live, we invite you to call us. It's the same phone number to get on the air, 1-800-8-N-YART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. And then also, we're hoping to air a Real Science Friday program this week with Fred Williams, and that should be a lot of fun. There's a lot going on around here about evidence for creation and against evolution, that plants did not evolve into animals, creatures without a backbone, invertebrates did not evolve into vertebrates, and creatures without eyesight did not evolve into creatures with eyesight, and so on. There are changes, of course, and there are diseases, and there are deaths, but there is not macroevolution with species evolving out of more primitive species. Okay, you've heard the news out this past week that 1 in 10 American homeowners are now behind on their mortgage payments, and that is a huge percentage. 1 in 10 are either in foreclosure or they're 30 days behind or more. 1 in 10, and that's devastating. That's devastating, and the biggest increase in the number of people behind in their mortgage, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, is people whose loan payments are 90 days or more overdue. Yikes. That's rough. 1 in 10. We've talked about the 1 in 10 Americans who are right now on food stamps. 1 in 10. That's, of course, a different type of economic indicator, but a tragic one. It's worse for the people who receive the food stamps than for the people who have to pay for them. Remember that TV guide was recently sold at a fire sale? Remember that? Anybody in the studio audience remember that just a month ago or so, a couple months ago? TV guide was sold at a fire sale. And now the Rocky Mountain News is for sale. The current owner, Scripps, has owned that paper, wow, almost forever. Look at this. Since the year Charles Darwin published his racist book. Remember that? Charles Darwin's book subtitled The Preservation of Favored Races. And now the Rocky Mountain News, owned by Scripps since 1859, is now for sale. And word on the street is that American Right to Life has offered to take over the assets and extensive liabilities of National Right to Life for $1. But I don't know that that sale will go through, but we'll see. But so we've got 1 in 10 Americans on food stamps, and now 1 in 10 mortgage holders have fallen behind. And what's even worse than that, 10 out of 10 people die. 10 out of 10 die. That's really serious. So as the Boy Scouts say, be prepared, right? Be prepared, because that's what's coming. Economic hardship is tough. Liberals, for how many decades now, they get angry at profits. They don't like profits. That's sort of weird. They don't like it that we defend our standard of living with terrorist groups or unjust governments around the world that might interfere with our standard of living. They somehow imply, liberals imply, that it's somehow immoral to stand up for your standard of living and that corporations would make good profits. They don't like that. And they don't understand the opposite of a standard of living. The opposite is dying. That's the opposite. And 10 out of 10 people do die. It's true. And you should be prepared to meet your maker. We all will. But when we have these difficult financial times, we think through them and we realize, hey, there's a crisis here. But let me think about this. For decades, the liberals have been angry that we would stand up for our standard of living. And I actually like the idea that my kids could live in a home with a roof and walls and have a refrigerator that has food in it for them. And when it's cold outside, that it could be warm inside. I like all that. Liberals get angry that we want to have a good standard of living for our kids. And they get angry when corporations make a profit. Even if you look at the oil industry, with the billions of dollars they made in the last couple of years, generally somebody, a liberal like, just pick one, Bill O'Reilly, all right, Bill O'Reilly. A liberal like O'Reilly doesn't complain if oil industry profits are at an all-time low for 10 years straight. He doesn't complain. And then because of economics and market pressures, all of a sudden, you know, the price of oil is going through the roof. And it said, oh, that's the greedy businessmen are doing that. Well, if that were true, why didn't they do it the 10 years previously? What, were they altruistic? They weren't greedy? They were not greedy. They loved you and your family, and so they didn't want to make those billions of dollars. So it was the speculators. It was the speculators. So there is a biblical principle, which is do not be envious. Don't be envious. And when other people are wealthy, we should be thankful. We should be thrilled, right? We've raised seven boys, Cheryl and I, and if one of the kids gets to go do something fun and his brother says, oh, why didn't I get to do? Oh, we deal with that right away. And we teach them, you need to be thankful that your brother got to do something fun. And you know what? When you teach kids that, they're able to learn it. They actually are able to learn it. And I'll give you an example that hits close to home. This past week, my brother and his wife went on vacation to Las Vegas with my mother and pops. And they went there, and part of the festivities, they spent time with my son, Nathaniel, who lives there. We're studying in the book of Job on Sunday nights, Job, his friend and counselor, Eliphaz the Temanite. And there's one of the Temanites out in Las Vegas. My son, Nathaniel, went out there to work with him. And so my mother helps my brother and his wife, you know, treats them to fly out to Las Vegas and have a vacation for a week. And so my wife, Cheryl, and I, we said, of all the nerve, how dare my mother bring my brother to Las Vegas for a week to see my son? That's rude. No, we didn't. We were thrilled. Of course, you're thrilled. Praise the Lord. My brother David and his wife Susan, they get to take a vacation and spend time with mom and pops and see their nephew. And so bitterness, this liberal bitterness over envy if a corporation does well, So now McDonald's and Walmart are doing well because money's tight. So people can't go to Del Frisco's or Maggiano's, so they go to McDonald's. And McDonald's sales are through the roof, and so are Walmart's. And liberals will be bitter. They don't like it. And so if the auto industry, if the car companies are making money hand over fist, the liberals get angry. They want them to be what? Broke or just barely doing well? Maybe just barely doing well. So do you see how a biblical perspective can help us in the most diverse ways that you can't predict, whether it has to do with creation science or economics or taxes or foreign policy? And so we have 10% of American homeowners are behind in their mortgage. 10%. That's devastating. And the biggest increase, you know, there are those who are 30 days behind, 60 days. The biggest increase are those with loan payments 90 days or more overdue out of that 10%. And so what do we do as Christians? What do we do when the government says, well, we need to give billions of dollars to the auto industry or things will get worse? And so you have the conservatives in Congress saying things like, well, we're against this because there's no transparency. We're against this because there's not a good plan. We're against this because there's no guarantee. They don't know the words right and wrong. They do not know the words right and wrong. So what? Our government has an extra $25 billion to give to an industry? They don't have the money. They got to borrow it. Where are they borrowing it from? Because we have a national debt, what are we behind in our national debt? Is it $10 trillion? $10 trillion approximately? Because we have this massive national debt, they're borrowing it from our kids. Our kids, our children and our grandchildren are saddled with greater debt, greater insecurity, greater financial pressure. How old are they? How old? Our youngest is 7 years old. So we're going to leave him with a country that is so utterly in debt and burdened because we're irresponsible and we don't know the words right and wrong. So the conservatives in Congress who are against the bailout, they shouldn't be using words like, well, there's no transparency. Well, we don't like the plan. We don't like that they flew here on private jets, the CEOs of the big three automakers. Those are irrelevant. It's wrong to take money from young people and give it to corporations. Billion-dollar investment banks and insurance companies, it's wrong. It's fundamentally wrong. And so when you live in a country where people don't talk in terms of right and wrong, when you listen to conservative talk radio, are we moving in a direction where conservative leaders are relying more and more on biblical principles? And with the different crises that our country is facing, when you turn on talk radio or conservative TV news, do you hear the talk show host relying more and more on biblical principles? Or do you hear them just going further and further into moral relativism and secular humanism and situational ethics and partisan politics to the point that it makes you want to throw up, as though there's nothing happening in the world other than Republican and Democratic struggles. So 1 in 10 American homeowners have fallen behind in their mortgage payments, and we as Christians, we need to be an influence in our culture to those around us. To figure out how do we deal with a crisis? Do we mortgage our kids' future to deal with the crisis? Is that what we do? By the way, our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. And it's been fun shipping out these Bible Tour of Israel DVDs to people listening to this program. New listeners, if you're a new listener, if you've never purchased anything from Bob and Yart Live, you can call us 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Ask for a Bible Tour of Israel, and we'll be happy to send that out to you. And so we have 1 in 10 Americans on food stamps, and you have millions of young people who grow up in housing that was paid for by somebody else, and with health care that was paid for by somebody else, and receiving an education that was paid for by somebody else, and eating food that was paid for by somebody else. And how are those people, the people on food stamps, are hurt more than the people who are taxed to pay for the food stamps? So how are those kids supposed to grow up with self-respect and integrity? And in my experience, and it's been a long time since I've talked about this, but I had a neighbor who was on food stamps, and I thought, hey, this would be interesting. I'd like to see how she does this. You know, I'm curious. And we happened to go shopping together. This is 15 years ago or more. And we went shopping together, and I saw the food she was buying. And it was such a quantity and a quality that was way more and better than what we ever bought at the grocery store. I mean, strawberries, once in a while we could afford strawberries. As I'm talking about my life as we're growing up. And she took, you know, for our kids, once in a while, get strawberries. She got a bag and filled it with strawberries. Filled, you know, the plastic bag in the produce section. And I thought, wow, we never got that many strawberries in our whole life. She put it in the shopping cart. She got a second bag. She filled that one to the top. And, you know, she had a couple kids. And I thought, I'm glad she has nice food to eat, but there's something wrong here. Something doesn't make sense. And what I've found out over the years is that people who are on benefits, these entitlement programs, they don't tend to be thankful or grateful. They tend to be bitter that they don't get more. Bitter that they don't get more. And so when there's so much that's broken in our culture, divorce is epidemic. What is it? Over half of the couples that get married end up in divorce. And do you realize how that utterly destroys an economy? Now, it does help parts of the economy, like public storage businesses. Public storage businesses, they thrive because you got a family. Husband and wife, a kid, they're starting to build their life together. They got a home or a townhouse, furniture, and somebody has an affair, cheats on somebody, and they're going through a divorce. And neither one could afford the home, so they both move out, and they put their stuff in storage. Pretty soon, public storage places started popping. It's like the country had measles and just popping out with public storage facilities. And so God gave us this simple, simple guideline of do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, don't bear false witness against your neighbor. Just the simplest precepts for running a government and building a society. And we, for the most part, have cast them all aside. We've cast them all aside, and we have Christian and conservative leaders who don't even give allegiance to God and his principles, but rather to Republican Party politics. And so we have churches where members in good standing in the church don't know right from wrong regarding sexual morality. Don't know that it's wrong for a guy and a woman to live together apart from being married. Don't know that they shouldn't take a cruise together. Well, then, you know, spread the word around that church. Hey, I'm taking my fiance. We're going on a cruise. Please pray for us. We want to have a good time. Yeah, have a good time. An increasing number of Christians don't know that homosexuality is wrong. Don't know that socialism is wrong. Socialism, welfare, food stamps, corporate welfare, giving billions of dollars to corporations and borrowing it from our kids' future. Don't know that those things are wrong. And, of course, the world is filled with complex international relationships. And do we have any confidence that our nation knows right from wrong as we interact with other nations around the world? Of course not. And it's the financial crisis that seems to bring the most doom and gloom, when actually that's the least of our problems. Our problems are sexual immorality and the shedding of innocent blood. Those are our massive problems. But there are glimmers of hope. The Young Earth Creation Movement is doing tremendously well. It's extremely healthy. In fact, our dear friend of Bob and Your Live, Walt Brown, Dr. Walt Brown, has just released his 8th edition of his book, In the Beginning. And boy, that's exciting. Walt Brown's book, In the Beginning, 8th edition. In fact, we've been talking here about having a special offer on that, In the Beginning plus Walt Brown Week, the 5 programs that Walt Brown did with us here at Bob and Your Live. So you get the 8th edition of Walt Brown's book and his and Walt Brown Week, where you could hear Walt talking through the evidence for creation and the global flood, the young earth. It's all so exciting, and how the Grand Canyon was formed. So, and we'll talk about that perhaps more on our Real Science Friday program. But how do you get through these crises in your own life or your church, your corporation? You look to God. You look to the Lord. You look to the basic principles that He has taught us. And we obey Him and risk the consequences. Hey, this is Bob Inyart reminding you, Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school.